This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A fusion of movement and music, The Next 2014 is a performance by Hands Percussion, which is set to explore and incorporate the different elements of traditional art forms found in the region while pushing compositional and visual boundaries. In a special treat, local rock legend Man Kidal will be joining this percussion powerhouse in concert, and he joins me today to discuss this collaboration. Welcome to the show, Man.
Yeah, hello.
Man, you were about 10 years old when you first picked up the guitar. What got you started?
Actually, it's not really I started guitar, but I started drum actually. But music background because of my family, I think. I played because my family want me to play music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you self-taught?
Yeah.
What got you interested?
Early 60s, I see the video Woodstock, I think. That led me to, I mean, like, that's what I meant. When I see the video, I like to play music. Yeah.
Who was performing in that video?
Well, at that time, a lot. In Woodstock, Jimi Hendrix or that. Graham Funk or that. Deep Purple.
Right, so these guys are sort of like your foundation to rock music.
Yes, of course.
And did you know then, from that early age, that you wanted to be doing this full-time?
Yeah, when after school, then a bit pressure for me was when my father said, you want to study or play music? If you want to play music, you have to play, I mean, like full times and be a professional. Then I think I choose music because I love music.
Like, I mean, that's great. Some parents don't even allow their kids to go into music full time because no future and all of that.
Yeah, at that time, I think my family was really crazy and different, I think. They are really good in, they can see the future, I mean, like my future, to play music. But I really thankful with my family. They give me a choice. Give me how, you want to play music or whatever. I think that's good for
me. Yeah, because your brother plays bass as well.
Yeah.
Who else in your family did music? Your father, your grandfather?
Yeah, my father was a harp player. And he was really good in army. Then my sisters, all that. All my family, I think.
Okay, so it's in the family.
Yeah.
Left-handed guitarists are a bit unique too, right? And you've been nicknamed Man Kidal for that very reason.
Yeah.
Are there things that lefties do better on the guitar?
Yeah, there's some special for me to play left. And it was really very hard to play guitar left hand with the right hand strings. That's what really make me really hard.
But you are a lefty.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally.
And that's why you started playing on the left.
Yeah, naturally.
You got into the music scene in the late 1970s with Left Handed.
Search First, I think.
Search First.
Yeah.
What year was this?
It is with Search Recording, but 1970 is from Left Handed.
Okay. How did the group came to be Left Handed?
In Kampung, I think, in Johor Bahru, when I was really young, I meet friends or that and go to the studio. Then suddenly we having a jam. Then kita pun duduk sama-sama and say, how about we be a group? Be a group. So then we started that main ruang kahwin or that. Then go. Then suddenly we go join Battle of the Band. Then we discuss, so how about the name? Then suddenly my friend said, I think better go, we put Left Handed. That's Left Handed was born.
Battle of the Bands was something that was really important for bands in the 70s to get their name out there.
Yeah, of course, of course.
How did you, you know, how was the response after that competition?
Of course, that was, to me, because of that Left Handed become unique, then become the different band, and different approach, and different sound also. And lucky, at that time, we really work hard. The crowd was really like, they appreciate what we did. And then we win that Battle of the Band.
I see, yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
Then we come, until now, we just go on, whatever.
What was the music scene like in JB at the time?
Yeah,
like,
it was rock. It was really rock, like Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple. Or that. Mostly in Johor, because I think the influence is more rock.
Do you think because it's close to Singapore that it got really popular?
That's reason is because Singapore was really near. The influence is there.
Okay, and you picked up songwriting as well.
Yeah, after recording, then I said, before I mean before recording, sorry, then I said why don't we try to make our own songs that was started.
Okay.
I composed a song, I think.
How did it start? I mean, what's the process of writing for Left Handed in the early days?
In the first place is what we think is the melody. Then we started playing in a wedding.
Mm.
And even the Battle of the Band, we play our own songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm interested to know about the wedding shows that you played. Obviously, you can't be playing those rock songs. Or did you?
Yeah, rock. In that time, we are playing rock and, of course, Asli a bit,
yeah,
all Malay songs. But mostly, we are playing rock. Rock like Deep Purple, like Zeppelin.
At weddings?
Yeah, yeah.
How did people receive it?
Yeah, they like, because when we do that, not mostly all the show setting, all the wedding dish, but so in certain times, certain song we played that people like, then we continue.
Mm-hmm.
The different of the shows is.
Okay, yeah. Great. The local music scene today is quite different from the way it was in the 80s and the 90s. What are your thoughts on the way the industry has evolved?
Yeah, for me, that was really good. The music industry really good now. I mean, more space, more chance to be an artist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit of challenge to a newcomers. To me, it's very hard, but they have to work really, really hard to get into it in the music industry or music business.
Mm. I imagine it to be harder in your time to get your name out there?
Only because of exposure. It's very easy now to compare than last time.
Mm.
But the difference is, to me, is last time people got no choice. A few just started, a few bands, but now they have choice.
Mm.
They have a lot of choice. That's become the different for newcomers. I think they have, but too easy to get space or whatever exposure nowadays. Even the technology was really good.
In the last 5 or 6 years, how has that helped bring out your music?
Yeah, for me, it's normal things in life. Sometimes we have to go back, France, and then sometimes we have to go back. But that is not the end of the music industry. But mostly we have to keep up and we have to love, we have to write, we have to do something for the fan. It's most important.
Right, okay. Looking back at some of your achievements, what are some of your proudest accomplishments in your career so far?
There's a lot, I think. But I can't forget when I first meet Vivaldi Orchestra in KL and Moscow. That's what really really impressed me being with them. Got a lot of experience, I think.
What inspires you outside of music?
My family, my life, I think. Yeah, that's inspired me. I mean, of course, it's all my teacher.
A lot of guitarists would cite their teachers.
Yeah.
Like this sort of guru that brought you to where you are today. Can you name me some of your gurus?
Yeah, of course. There was a lot. But mostly Jimi Hendrix, Ritchie Blackmore, Yngwie, and Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, all that, I think.
Right. And what do you look for in their playing? Like, what do you take or adapt it to your style?
I think there's a lot of things, the characters or that, the sounds, and mostly the composition and how they perform and how they committed about what they are doing.
Yes, that's the way that they stay in the industry, right?
Yeah.
Is there a specific element to your sound now that you think that is unique to you?
Yeah, of course, there's a lot different when between people, the others to the others player. But mine, I think, is more different because I'm playing left. Some sort like example, the bass line is on the low side, on the down side, and the high was really high. And in the high side, no? In the up side, that's where the really different sound really makes different.
Okay, great stuff. Yeah. I'm talking to Man Kidal, guitarist, rock legend really in the Malaysian industry, and he's going to be collaborating with Hands Percussion for a concert called Next 2014. And up next, Man's going to tell us about this collaboration. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name is Ali Johan. This is The Bigger Picture, a fusion of movement and music. The Next 2014 is a performance by Hands Percussion, which is set to explore and incorporate the different elements of traditional art forms found in the region. In this special treat, local rock legend Mankidal will be joining this percussion powerhouse in concert, and he's here today to discuss this collaboration. You've collaborated with many different artists over the years, right? Who stands out the most?
Yeah, I think to compare, I can't say anything. But the difference is, and I like, that is most important. And people, I mean the crowd, how to present with the crowd, that is most important.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think for Hands Percussion, I think they was really very good. For me, personally, I like. Because when I first see them rehearse, I think that was really impress me.
How does your guitar playing fit into this collaboration?
For me, for music or guitar, there's no barrier with another instrument.
Mm.
But how we collaborate, that is more important. How we do and music science or music bahasa is more important. Mm. How we mix to each other.
What about this project that got you interested in the first place?
Yeah. It's different from whatever I do before this. In music, I think there's a different with hand percussion. Because I'm not doing a songs or whatever. We just do the how to collaborate and how the skill is. And how the sound is, how the impression is. And how to make people listen it without the songs. I mean, like some sort of like normal songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you said that this is the most different project. Is this the furthest you've gone away from your normal performance?
Yeah, this is what I like. I think it would be good to see this different approach, I think. For my fan, I think they should come and see.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think I never do this before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, how the sounds guitars like, some sort like, I'm breaking the guitar before this, I never do this.
Right, okay. And, you know, it's interesting when you see a rock guitarist such as yourself collaborating in this special concert. Are there other collaborations that you have had in mind before? You know, like, for example, as collaborations go in Pink Floyd or the Mahavishnu Orchestra, anything like that really opened yourself up to collaborating with something you've never done before?
Yeah, for being a musician, I think whatever I like to do.
Mm.
Of course, that was a creative thing and how to upgrade my music knowledge. I think I would like whatever if I got the chance to do that.
Yeah, you would do it, right?
Yeah.
Hands Percussion's Bernard Goh speaks with such awe about the first time he met you and the excitement he felt when you said yes to performing with Hands Percussion. What were your thoughts on this group and their previous performances?
Yeah, before that, of course, I have to see what they did. And then, if I don't know, so I did never seen them. But when they give me the video on the shows, I think I would like, because that's really more different to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for the fans, so I mean the crowd, for the music industry. For the local scene, I think it's really different.
Mm-hmm.
And nice, very good. For me, I like that Bernard idea, how they compose the music. I mean, even the drum, the scale is really interesting and good. And
okay, how have the rehearsals coming along?
Yeah, so far so good. I think I like it. Very good, very nice.
Great,
yeah.
Okay. And what can the audience look forward to from this performance?
Yeah, of course, they have to see this because it's much different. And to me, it's good, very good things. More artistic value on the show set.
Apart from working with Hands Percussion, are you working on anything right now for the future?
Yeah, every time nowadays I'm doing a tour with Datuk Ramli Sarip, the whole nation, Sabah, Sarawak, Brunei.
Okay, so
Singapore.
Your schedule is pretty packed.
Yeah, until end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah. Touring with the Sweet Charity or?
No, Datuk Ramli.
It's his solo stuff.
He's solo, yeah.
Great stuff. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for talking to me, Mankidal.
Thank you, Ali.
Yeah, you can catch this performance from this Friday, the 21st, until Sunday, the 23rd of February, 2014, at Panggung Sari, Istana Budaya, Jalan Tun Razak. Ticket prices range from RM48 to RM258, and it can be purchased at Istana Budaya's box office, or you can buy it online at tickettoyou.biz. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.